请弟兄姊妹们翻到约翰福音第七章。
Brothers and sisters, may we please turn to John chapter 7?
约翰福音第七章。
Gospel of John chapter 7.
我们从第一节读到第十八节。
We'll read from verses 1 through 18.
或是到十七节就可以了。
Or to verse 17.
这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。
After these things, Jesus was walking in Galilee, for he was unwilling to walk in Judea, because the Jews were seeking to kill him.
当时犹太人的祝棚节近了。
Now the feast of the Jews, the feast of booths, was near.
耶稣的弟兄就对他说，你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
Therefore his brothers said to him, Leave here and go into Judea, so that your disciples also may see your works which you are doing.
人要显扬名声没有在暗处行的，你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。
For no one does anything in secret when he himself seeks to be known publicly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world.
因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。
For not even his brothers were believing in him.
耶稣就对他们说，我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。
So Jesus said to them, My time is not yet here, but your time is always opportune.
世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们的所做的事是恶的。
The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it, that its deeds are evil.
你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有满。
Go up to the feast yourselves. I do not go up to this feast because my time has not yet fully come.
耶稣说了这话，人就住在加利利。
Having said these things to them, he stayed in Galilee.
但他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去的。
But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he himself also went up, not publicly, but as if in secret.
正在节期，犹太人寻找耶稣说，他在哪里？
So the Jews were seeking him at the feast and were saying, Where is he?
众人为他纷纷议论，有的说他是好人，有的说不然他是迷惑众人的。
There was much grumbling among the crowds concerning him. Some were saying, He is a good man. Others were saying, No, on the contrary, he leads the people astray.
只是没有人明明地讲论他，因为怕犹太人。
Yet no one was speaking openly of him for fear of the Jews.
到了节期，耶稣上殿里去教训人。
But when it was now the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach.
犹太人就稀奇说，这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？
The Jews then were astonished, saying, How has this man become learned, having never been educated?
耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。
So Jesus answered them and said,My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me.
人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训，或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
If anyone is willing to do his will, he will know of the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
他们就想要捉拿耶稣，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没有到。
So they were seeking to seize him,And no one laid his hand on him, because his hour had not yet come.
37节到44节。
Verse 37 to 44.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive.
那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
众人听见这话，有的说这真是那先知，有的说这是基督， 但也有的说基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？
Some of the people therefore when they heard these words were saying, this certainly is the prophet. Others were saying, this is the Christ. Still others were saying, surely the Christ is not going to come from Galilee, is he?
经上岂不是说基督是大卫的后裔从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗？
Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the descendants of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was?
于是众人因着耶稣起了纷争，其中有人要捉拿他，只是无人下手。
So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to seize him, but no one laid hands on him.
我们圣经读到这里。
So this will conclude our scripture reading.
请我们低头有点祷告。
Please bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，早晨我们带着一个寻求渴慕的心再次来到你面前。
Lord, this morning we once again come with a seeking heart before you.
每次我们来到你面前，我们实在有一颗心愿意更多认识你，也更多经历到你实在是我们的主。
Every time we come before you, truly we have a heart that desires to know more of you, that you are the one that indeed lives in us, the Son of God.
And
Lord, every time we come before you, you desire to speak to us.
And
your word is like the light that shines into our eyes.
叫里面能够更多认识你，更多经历到你实在是又真又活的神。
So that we may know you more, and that you are indeed real and living.
你在凡事上都带领我们，在生活的里面，你都更多来引领我们走该走的道路。
You lead us in all aspects of life.
我们一同等候仰望你的时候，求你，听我们祷告。
As we continue to wait upon you, may you hear our prayer.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
Pray all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 那早晨一样和弟兄姊妹继续来看一样福音。
So this morning, maybe continue to look at Gospel of John.
我们说到一样福音，它的主要的信息内容呢，是见证耶稣他是神的儿子，是那位永生神，是那位永远的生命。
So we know that the main purpose and goal of John is to show that Jesus is indeed the Son of God and he is eternal life.
所以一样福音的题目呢？是叫做永远的生命。
So the topic of John, we can say, is the eternal life.
而写这一本书的目的呢，到末了，约翰也告诉我们。
And the purpose of this book, even at the end, it's John tells us.
他说，但记这些事呢，是要使我们能信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
That these things have been written so that we may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God.
因信他就可以因信因着他的名，我们就可以得到生命。
And because we believe in him, we can receive eternal life through his name.
所以，我们读这一本约翰福音的，乃是要叫我们能够相信耶稣他是神的儿子，叫我们因着相信他的名，就可以得到这个生命。
So these things have been written so that when we believe in it, we can believe in Jesus as the Son of God, and we can receive eternal life.
我想这是一个非常重要的属灵原则。
So this is an important spiritual principle.
也说到我们在我们基础生活里面，不管是在真追求，服事，都是要认识耶稣，他是神的儿子。
And this is important because no matter whether we are following Christ or serving Him, we need to know Him.
都是为了得着他的生命。
It is to receive His life.
因为他就是生命。
Because He is life.
他也是那个生命的供应者。
He is the provider of life.
我想从广义来说。
So, we take a step back and look at this.
整本圣经都是为了见证耶稣自己。
The whole Bible is to testify of Christ.
因为在第四章末了，主耶稣对犹太说：“你们查考这经，因为你们以为这经里面是有永生。”
And because at the end of chapter 4, Lord Jesus says, you study the word because you think life is in the word.
但是你们却不愿到我这里来得生命。
But you refuse to come to me.
一方面，这一本圣经是要见证耶稣基督。
So this whole book, Bible is to testify of Christ.
但是只有我们来到主人面前，我们才能够从他得生命。
But only when we come before the Lord can we receive His life.
借着得到他的生命。
And not only receive His life.
这个生命在我们身上呢，也要显明出来。
This life is also revealed through us.
所以在前面第六章，我们三次交通到主借着五饼二鱼这个神迹。
So last time in chapter 6, we talked about the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish.
这不单单是一个神迹，这是个兆头，这是个记号。
This is not just a miracle, but this is also a symbol, a sign.
因为这个神迹，这个记号呢，是要说到它是那个生命的粮，生命的饼。
Because this miracle, this sign to show that Christ is the food of life.
既然我们吃了这个饼,
that if we eat this bread, we can receive his life.
因为借这个吃,
and by eating this bread, his life will be in us.
因为他是神所允许, 从天上降下来生命的粮要赐给,
because he is the food of life that God provided to the earth.
所以当主耶稣在那行这个五饼二鱼的神迹的时候,
so as Christ is performing the miracle of the five loaves and two fish,
他在剥开饼,
when he broke open the bread,
他要祝福,
he blessed the bread.
他就把饼分给众人,
and he passed the bread to the people.
因为福音特别记载说他就分给众人,
so in John it marks that he personally handed out the bread.
我们说到在其他三卷福音书也同样记载五饼二鱼的神迹,
so we know that this miracle of five loaves and two fish is also recorded in the other three gospels.
但是在其他福音的书里面记载当主耶稣在祝福把饼分出去的时候,
but after he had blessed the bread and passed it out,
他是先分给门徒,然后门徒再分给众人。
It was first to disciples, then to the people.
只有一样福音告诉我们他是分给众人。
Only John tells us he passed it to the people.
这是一个直接的分。
This is a direct passing.
这是亲自把生命赐给人。
This is him personally giving out this life.
所以一样福音书就要特别凸显这个事实。
So John really wanted to emphasize this truth.
他是生命的源头,因为他是生命,他就是那位生命。
He is the source of life because he is life.
他是把生命赐给人。
And he provided this life to the people.
所以只有当我们直接来到主面前的时候,
so only when we come before the Lord,
我们才可以真正从他得到生命的供应。
Can we truly receive this provision of life?
但一方面神也是借许许多的人来服侍来帮助我们。
Of course the Lord uses many people to serve.
但是那原则也是一样, 借那些好像外面间接这种服侍, 主自己把他生命赐给我们。
But the principle is still the same, that externally it might be the people, but deep down it is Christ.
不是那些人有什么生命给我们。
It is not that the people has given us life.
主耶稣他才是生命。
But the Lord is life himself.
这是约翰福音里面一再凸显的一个事实。
This is a truth that Gospel of John wants to
不仅他是生命,
show.
不仅他是生命,他更是一个丰盛的生命。
Not only is he life, he is abundant life.
所以当主耶稣五饼二鱼在那里分给五千个男丁吃的时候,
so when the five loaves and two fish were passed to the 5,000 men,
圣经告诉我们说, 随他们所要的, 他们都吃饱了。
It says that whatever they needed, they ate and became full.
随他们所要的, 你要多少, 都可以吃饱。
So whatever they needed, they were able to be full.
不仅吃饱了, 圣经告诉我们说, 还有剩下的零碎呢, 主就吩咐门徒把它装满了十二篮。
So not only were they full, but then they were also able to fill out the leftovers in the basket.
十二也说到一个完全的数字。
So this 12 baskets, this 12 is a complete number.
所以我们看见这位主, 他不仅是生命, 他更是丰盛的生命。
So when we see that the Lord is not only life, but he is abundant life.
他不仅要把生命赐给我们,
he not only wants to give us life,
他也告诉我们说我们要得到一个更丰盛的生命。
But we are to receive a more abundant life.
不仅能满足人所有需要,
not only will it satisfy all our needs,
并且还有余,
but there will also be abundance, leftovers.
Thank the Lord
that his life is an unlimited life.
可以满足人一切需要,
it can satisfy all of our needs.
按着我们所要的, 你要有多少, 他就有多少可以供应我们。
Whatever you need, that many he will provide.
所有人都吃饱的时候, 还有剩下的, 还有余。
So that when everyone has finished eating, that there will still be leftovers.
装满了十二篮,
to fill up the 12 baskets.
这就是主耶稣基督他自己。
This is the Lord Jesus himself.
我们说到, 因为这一本是一个, 这一本书是一个生命的福音书。
So we say that this gospel is a gospel of life.
所以我们今天不要太注重我们外面的工作服饰是怎么样。
So let's not pay attention to what our external service looks like.
我们要更注意到我们这个人生命是怎样的光景，是怎样的情形。
But we need to focus on what is the condition of this life within us.
那约翰福音第六章也告诉我们说，什么时候主耶稣行这个五饼二鱼的神迹。
So John chapter 6 also tells us when Jesus performed this miracle.
那也告诉我们说是犹太人的逾越节近了。
And it was during when the Passover was approaching.
犹太人逾越节近了。
Jewish feast of Passover.
这里提到犹太人逾越节。
So here it talks about the Jewish Passover.
所以因着这个逾越节到了，所以主耶稣在这里行了五饼二鱼这个神迹。
And because Passover is approaching, the Lord Jesus performed this miracle, five loaves.
因为这个神迹，这个兆头乃是要表明神的救赎的工作。
Because this miracle, this sign, is supposed to show the salvation of God.
我们知道逾越节呢，是以色列百姓他们纪念神如何把他们从埃及法老权势里面拯救出来。
Because we know that Passover is meant to, for the people to remember how God saved them out of Egypt.
在那逾越节晚上，他们在那边宰羔羊。
On the night of Passover, they slaughtered the lamb.
他们把羔羊血涂抹在他们所住的房屋的上面。
And they shed the blood and put it over the wooden pole on the door.
他们在房子里面吃羔羊的肉。
And they ate of the lamb indoors.
所以当灭命的使者越过他们房子的时候，就没有击杀他们。
So when the destroyer passed by their house, he did not kill them.
就从他们房子上越过了。
So and he passed over their homes.
他们生命就被保存下来。
And their lives were preserved.
所以这是逾越节是说明神那个救赎的工作。
So this Passover is to show God's salvation work.
所以借这个五饼二鱼的神迹，就要说明神的救赎工作是怎样的工作。
So through the five loaves and two fish, it's to show what type of work the salvation work is.
为什么这个生命的粮、生命的饼可以成为我们的食物、成为我们的生命呢？
Why can this food of life, this bread of life, why can it be the source of our life?
因为这个饼乃是麦子被割下来，然后磨成粉。
Because this bread is the wheat which has been made into grain.
烤成一个饼,
and then baked into bread.
就成为我们的食物，就可以让我们吃,
which then has become our food so we can consume it.
我们就借吃就得到他的生命,
and through eating this, we receive his life.
所以主耶稣后面也在解释说，我所赐的生命的粮就是我的肉，我是可以吃的。
So that's why the Lord Jesus said that this life is the bread of life is him, his own flesh, so that we may eat it.
我的肉是可以吃的，我的血是可以喝的。
My body you can eat of my blood you can drink.
在那里就讲到十字架死。
There it speaks of the death on a cross.
借十字架死，我们就可以领受他的肉，喝他的血，我们就可以得到他的生命，永生就在我们里面。
Through his death on a cross, you can then eat of him and drink of him and receive his eternal life.
人若没有吃他的肉，喝他的血，就会 就没有永生。
If we do not eat of his body and drink of his blood, then we do not have this eternal life.
所以这个就是为什么五饼二鱼的神迹是发生在逾越节的时候。
So this is why the miracle of the five loaves and two fish occurred as Passover is approaching.
因为要表明神的救赎工作，这个生命的粮食怎样能够成为我们的生命，叫我们能够得到这个永远的生命。
Because it is to show how this bread of life is meant for us to receive this eternal life and to
become our source. 所以当他讲这些话的时候呢，门徒当中就听，就是说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
So that's why when the people heard these words, some of them said that this is a difficult statement.
从此以后，门徒当中就有许多人退去，就不再跟从他，与他同行了。And
as a result, many of his disciples withdrew and did not follow him anymore.
感谢神。So
we thank God.
彼得在那说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？”That
Peter says that, Lord, you are life. Who else should we follow?
似乎彼得在那好像稍微好像领会主耶稣所说的话是什么意思。Because
Peter seemed to understand the words that the Lord was saying.
并且这一卷书里面我们也提到说，这是一本生命书，也是显明和宗教的一个对抗。Because
this gospel we said is a book of life, and it is meant to be go against the religion.
所以到第七章一开头就告诉我们说，这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太要想要杀他。
That's why it says in verse 1 of chapter 7, after these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he's unwilling to walk in Judea, because the Jews were seeking to kill him.
在其他福音书说到以色列人、犹太人要杀耶稣。
So when we speak of the Jews who wanted to kill Jesus,
是在主耶稣最后一个礼拜上耶路撒冷的时候，在那才记载说他们要想要杀耶稣。
In the other Gospels, we see that it is only the last week when Jesus was going up to Jerusalem that it says that the Jews wanted to kill him.
但是约翰福音的记载又和其他福音书记载有一些不同，很大不同。
But John records a significant difference according to the other Gospels. 约翰
福音一开头记载主耶稣开始工作的时候，就记载犹太人就想要杀他。
It records that right as Jesus began his ministry, that the Jews wanted to kill him.
这个就是约翰福音里面也要凸显的一个事实。
So this is a truth that the Gospel of John wanted to point out as well.
特别在这章里面四次讲到说他们想要杀他，他们想要杀他。
And in this chapter, four times it says that the Jews sought to kill him.
他们想要捉拿他有两次。
They wanted to capture him twice.
因为在那里我们看见犹太人犹太教已经落在一个死亡的一个宗教里面。
Because we see that the Jewish religion has already fallen to this state, without life.
他们不容许这个生命的主活着。
And they do not allow this Lord of life to continue to live.
因为约翰福音里面约翰福音这卷书特别要说明生命这个事实。
Because the Gospel of John wants to speak about life.
而犹太教是代表一个宗教，是一个没有生命一个死的宗教。
But the Jewish faith represents a religion, and it is a religion of death.
所以我们看见约翰福音一开头就显出这个宗教这个死的东西要在那里和生命有一个敌对。
So right in the beginning of John, we see it shows that religion is of death, and it goes against this life.
我们看见今天地上许多有宗教信仰的人。
So we see today on this earth there are many people who are religious.
人看好像宗教是好的，是良善的。
And the world thinks that religion is good and is well-intentioned.
但是我们说到，我们所信的不是一个宗教，我们相信耶稣，我们是信仰是一个生命的东西。
But what we have said, we said that we do not believe in a religion, we believe in a life.
所以一个有宗教信仰的人，你要叫他信耶稣，好像比一般人，比没有那些宗教信仰的人更不容易。
So that's why it seems that sometimes it is harder to share the gospel with someone who is religious.
我想我们在传福音的里面多少会遇到一个情形。
So I think when we share the gospel, we might run into these
situations. 若是一个人他没有特别什么宗教信仰，
if they do not have some religious background,
他好像他还可以跟你谈论一些事情。或是你跟他讲说，好像还可以听听。
It seems that that person is willing to hold a conversation and to listen.
但是若是一个宗教信仰的人。向他传福音的时候，他就把他许多宗教东西就把他拿出来跟你辩驳。
But if it is a person of a religious background, that person will bring up their religious faith and go against you.
所以我们看约翰福音就是要凸显这个事实。
So the Gospel of John to show this truth.
宗教犹太教是一个死的东西，没有生命的东西，他在一开头的时候就要抵挡反对这个生命的主。
Religion is of death. The Jewish faith is meant to go against this life of Christ.
他们想要捉他，他们想要杀他。
They want to capture him and kill him.
但是神父神不允许。
But the Father did not allow this.
因为他的时候还没有到。
Because his time has not yet come.
有一天当他时候到的时候，
One day when his hour has come,
他要被捉拿，他要被杀。
He will be captured and killed.
他成就神救赎的工作。
And he will accomplish God's salvation work.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天我们都得到主的生命，我们都是信耶稣的人。
So brothers and sisters, today we have all received this life from the Lord. We are all.
我们应该注意到我们这个生命在我们里面是怎样的情形，是不是个正常的光景。
We need to understand and see if this condition of life within us.
我们是不是常常生活在或活在这个生命的里面？
Do we often live in this life?
若是我们不谨慎的话，好像有意无意，我们就可能落到一个宗教里面。
Because if we are not careful, we might fall into this condition of religion.
落到一个死亡的里面。
Fall into this state of death.
正如启示录第三章主在那里对撒迪的教会所说的话。
Just like what it says in Revelation chapter 3, to the church of Sardis.
主在那里说，我知道你的行为。
The Lord says, I know your deeds.
暗明你是活的，其实是死。
That you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
撒迪教会是神所救赎的百姓。
So the people of the church at Sardis, there are people who are saved.
他们里面是有生命的。
they have life within them.
只要他们真的是相信，相信主耶稣基督，他们有重生的生命在他们里面。
As long as they believe that they have this reborn life within them.
按证明他们却是活的。
By name, they are alive.
但其实表现出来却是一个死的东西。
But in reality, these are evil.
因为慢慢他们活在宗教生活行为里面。
Because they're slowly fallen back into the state of religion.
我想这个就是一个宗教。
This is religion.
所以我们不要以为宗教是好的。
So let's not think that religion is good.
当然我们活在这个宗教的观念、宗教思想里面。
Of course, as we live into this thought of religion.
或是我们真是活在那宗教实际的行为里面的时候。
Or we do religious deeds.
我们在那里就抵挡神，反对神的旨意。
There we are against God and restricting His will.
或者说神的旨意就不能够借着我们身上把它表明出来，把它应验成就出来。
Or that is to say, God cannot accomplish His will through us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
所以我们在强调说，我们要特别注重我们的生命。
So once again, we emphasize we need to pay attention to our life.
不是说外面服事工作不重要，那也是神给我们的，我们要尽心忠心的去服事。
It's not to say that external service is not important. Of course,
these things God has given to us. 但是当我们在服事，我们在追求的时候，我们不要落在那个宗教类里面。
But as we serve, let us not fall into the state of
religion. 当我们落在宗教里面的时候，不仅神的旨意不能借着我们服事把它表明出来。
Because if we fall into the state of religion, God's will cannot be demonstrated through us.
可能我们在那里反而成为神旨意的一个拦阻。
But rather, we might become an obstacle to God's will at that point.
所以第七章一开头也就在提到说，当来主耶稣不愿在犹太地，他就要到加利去的时候，那些犹太人想要杀他。
That's why it says when Jesus was walking in Galilee, he was unwilling to walk in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him.
因为当时犹太人的祝棚节近了。
Because the feast of the Jews. The Feast of Booths was near.
在这里又提到一个节期。
Here it talks about another festival.
祝棚节。
The Feast of Booths.
我们知道在刚才提到说在前面六章提到逾越节。
So we said in chapter 6 it mentioned Passover.
在旧约圣经里面摩西律法里面提到耶和华节期有七个。
So in the Old Testament it talked about 7 festivals.
第一个就是逾越节。
First one is Passover.
然后第二天呢就是除酵节。
And then the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
然后再来就是初熟节，然后五旬节。
And the Feast of First Fruits, Pentecost.
然后吹角节，然后赎罪日。
And then the Feast of Trumpets, and then the Day of the Atonement.
最后的节期就是祝棚节。
And then the last one was the Feast of Booths.
整个七个节期是要借着旧约这些律法来表明，或是说看见神永远旨意他是怎样安排的。
So all these seven festivals are meant to show the law to show to the Old Testament how God's will was to be accomplished.
从第一个节期逾越节说到神救赎的工作是怎样开始的。
From the first feast, the Passover, how God's salvation came to be.
或是说神永远旨意是怎样开始呢？是借着羔羊被宰杀。
Or how God's eternal purpose was accomplished through slaughtering the lamb.
到最后的节期祝棚节还是讲到国度。
To the last festival, the Feast of Booths, which is to speak of His kingdom.
而是看见最后神永远旨意是怎样完成的。
To show how God's eternal purpose is ultimately accomplished.
所以在这一章里面提到祝棚节，也在预言到将来有个新的日子来到。
So here, the Feast of Booths is also meant to show that there will be coming a new day.
就是主耶稣基督在地上要设立他国度，他要得到荣耀。
The day that the Lord establishes His kingdom and receives the glory.
所以在最后，我们刚刚主要说，在这个节期末日就最大之日，主耶稣站起来大声那在那里说。最后读到那个，在节期末日最大之日。
That's why it says on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and said.
主耶稣站说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
He cried out, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
信我的人，就如经上所说，要从他腹中流出活水，江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
耶稣这话是指的信他之人要受圣灵说的。
But this he spoke of the Spirit.
因为那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得到荣耀。
For those who believe him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
什么时候主耶稣得到荣耀？
When Jesus receives glory, is glorified.
在约翰福音十二章那里也告诉我们说，他说人子的荣耀时候到了。
In John chapter 12, it says, that the Lord Jesus says, the hour has come for me for the Son of God to be glorified.
因为所以说我实实在告诉你们，因为一粒麦子不落在地死了，人就是一粒。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。But
if it dies, it bears much fruit.
这是主耶稣得荣耀的时候。This
is when the Lord is glorified.
所以当主耶稣在十字架上死了，又从死里复活，升上高天，圣灵就赐下来。So
when the Lord dies on the cross and then he resurrects and ascends to heaven, that is when the Spirit will come down.
所以因为时候还未到。Because
the hour has not yet come.
所以在第七章里面，主在一再提到说：“我的时候还没有到，我的时候还没有到。”That's
why in John chapter 7 it speaks of the my time has not yet come.
我们要祝福在犹太人里面呢，有三个节期，犹太人男丁都他们都需要上犹太耶路撒冷去过节的。So
we know in Feast of Booths, these festivals, there are 3 days where the men of Israel needs to go up to Jerusalem.
在逾越节、五旬节还有祝棚节这个三个节呢，所有男丁他们要上耶路撒冷去过节。Because
on Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Booths, all the men of Israel are required to go up to Jerusalem.
同样，主耶稣他在肉身里面，他也需要照着律法上耶路撒冷去过节。So
the Lord Jesus, because he is in the flesh, he also needs to observe these things.
所以当祝棚节近的时候呢，他弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里上犹太去吧。” 叫你门徒也能看见所行的事情。So
therefore, when the feast of booths was near, his brother said to the Lord Jesus, "Leave here and go into Judea, so that the world may see what you are doing."
同时人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行的。你若行这些事，就当自己显明给世人看。For
no one does anything in secret when he himself seeks to be known publicly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world.
但是主耶稣怎么回答他的弟兄呢？
But how does the Lord respond to his brothers?
他说：“我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。”My
time is not yet here, but your time is always opportune.
我的时候还没到。My
time is not yet here.
在这里我们可以看见，主耶稣一面他的确是要照着律法规定，他上耶路撒冷去过节。Here
we can see that on one hand, the Lord Jesus needed to go to Jerusalem to observe the feast.
他的弟兄。 也跟他说，你应该上犹太，上去过节。And
his brothers also tell him to go up to Judea as well.
但他说，我的时候还没有到。But
the Lord Jesus says, my time is not yet here.
在这里，让我们看见主耶稣他在地上生活的时候。So
this is to show that the Lord, while he was living on earth,
他不是凭着人外面怎样说怎样做。He
did not operate according to what the outside world, what man said.
或者说他整个生活行动不是受外面人事物的环境的一个影响控制。Or
it is to say that his life's actions were not influenced by man or by
society. 他整个生活呢是根据差他来来父神。But
his actions are based on those who sent him.
或是说他一直活在和父神的交通里面，他才知道如何行走地上的一个道路。It
is based on he who sent him, and it is this oneness with the Father that dictates
his path. 因着他常常活在神里面，与神有交通，与父神有交通，他按着神的指示安排在那里走地上的道路。Because
he followed his Father's will and lived according to his Father's arrangement.
所以他才说我的时候还没有到。That's
why he says, my time is not yet here.
记得主耶稣在前面变水为酒那神迹的时候，曾经说过这样的话。
So we also see something similar when at the miracle when the Lord Jesus turned water into wine.
因为在那个宴席里面酒没有了。Because
at the wedding there was no more wine.
他们遇到难处，他们有需要。They
ran into this difficulty. They had a need.
耶稣母亲说，就对他说，他们没有酒了。Because
at that point they had no more wine.
我想耶稣母亲知道耶稣他可以解决他们问题。
I think the mother of Jesus knew that he had the power to turn water into wine.
但是主耶稣对他母亲说：“夫人，我与你有什么相干？”But
the Lord Jesus at that point said, "Woman, what do I have to do with you?"
我的时候还没有到。My
time is not yet here.
我的时候还没有到。My
time is not yet here.
所以他不是跟着外面人的需要，跟着环境的需要，他在那做一些事情，解决人的问题，解决人的难处。So
he does not operate to external needs to what society needed from him at the time.
他有他的时候。He
has his own timing.
虽然马上他在那里就变水为酒了。So
at that, even though at that point he turned water into wine,
在这里我们也看可以看见 当他对那个弟兄说我时候还没有到。
When he says, my time's not yet here.
意思就是我这个时候不能上去过节。
He says, the Lord Jesus says, at this point, I cannot go up to observe.
但底下马上告诉我们说他又上去过节了。
But then later on it says, that he then went up in secret.
他是不是明去是不是暗去的。
Not publicly, but as if in secret.
似乎好像在变水为酒那个神迹里面，在这里好像都是彼此有互相矛盾。
So it seems that there seems to be a contradiction between this and the turning of water.
一方面他说我的时候还没有到，结果他又起了神迹。
Because on one hand he said my time is not yet here, yet he performs a miracle.
一方面他说我的时候还没有到，所以我不能上去过节。
On the other hand he says my time is not yet come, so he does not go up to Judea.
结果好像多久不知道，圣经没有告诉我们。但是我想应该很快，很快他又上去过节了。
But later on, even though it doesn't say exactly how long, but maybe immediately he went up, he goes up to Judea.
我想圣经这样记载啊，是要让我们看见一个事实。
But, so I think the Bible records it in this way to show us the truth.
主耶稣他是活在这个生命里面。
That the Lord Jesus lives in this life.
因为这一卷书特别要强调生命这件事实。
Because again, the gospel is emphasizing this life.
所以就借主耶稣他整个生活行动，他每一个动作都是要表明他是一个活在生命里面的一个人。
So all the actions of Christ is to show that he lives in this life.
他是根据生命里面感觉，他是根据里面父的一个指示来走这一个来行动来生活。
He operates according to this life, according to his father's desires.
所以同样今天我们过一个基督徒的生活，我们也是常常需要有这样的学习和操练。
So as we live this Christian life, we also need to exercise this as well.
我们若是真的活在这个生命感觉生命里面的话，
If we really live in this life,
许多时候我们不管外面要做什么事，或是在服事里面，我们会常觉得说时候还没有到。
No matter what the outside circumstances are, whether in service, we will have this feeling that the time's not yet
here. 是该做，但是好像时机好像还没有到。
Because it might seem that there's something that we need to do, but then it seems
that
the time is not yet here.
也是很重要一个操练和学习。
So this is a very important principle, something that we need to exercise.
因为主耶稣说我的时候还没有到，他底下说你们的时候常是方便的。
Because the Lord Jesus says, my time is not yet here, but your time is always opportune.
那就是说人在生活行事好像是非常方便。
Because it seems that the earthly man lives in a way that's very casual.
为什么人在做事情的时候非常方便呢？好像没有什么太多的问题难处。
Lives in a way that's very convenient. It seems that there's no difficulty for that.
因为他是活在外面，他是凭外面。
Because he operates according to the external things.
他是根据人，他看环境是怎么样演变，他来做事情来服事。
He is to see what other men are doing and to rely on these outside circumstances.
一切都是根据他自己。
And he operates according to himself.
他方便他就去做。
If it's convenient, he goes.
他不方便，他就不去做。
If it's not convenient, he does not do it.
他不是根据里面的生命的感觉，生命里面跟神的一个交通所带来一个外面的行动。
He does not operate according to this life, to this fellowship.
我想很简单，常常我们自己都会这样一个情形发生。
I think simply we oftentimes also encounter this as well.
今天我不去聚会，很自然我们就不去聚会了。
Today, if we do not go to church, it's very easy to say we do not go.
我们不会去想太多，因为今天不方便，我就不去聚会了。
We do not think of it as long as it's inconvenient. We do not go.
我要做我有什么事情，我去做那我自己的事情。
If we have something to do, we go and do that thing.
我们觉得很方便，是不是？
Then we think it's very convenient.
我们很少去寻求安静在神面前，到底我应该是怎样的行。
We rarely come before God and quietly meditate and consider what He wants. So that's why the Lord says, your time is always opportune.
好像我们非常自由，非常自在。
Because we live in a way as if we're
a lot of freedom. 我们做每件事情就是非常方便。
We do things that are convenient for us.
但是一个活在生命里面的人，他常常许多事情他不方便。
But one who lives in the life, things are not always opportune.
因为他不是凭他自己，他不是为了他自己。
Because he does not rely on himself.
他想到神的心意是怎么样。
He seeks after the heart of God.
我做这个不做那个，到底神的喜悦是不是在那里。
If I do this and not that, is God, the heart of God there?
是不是神的时候。
Is this God's timing?
是不是神要我这样做的。
Is this the way that God wants me to do?
是不是在生命感觉是这样引领我这样去做，这样去行。
Is this the life within me, directing me to do these things?
用什么，若是我们常常觉得不方便的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if we think that time is not opportune,
好像不是那么自由，好像有很多限制在那里。
It seems that we are not living freely, that there's many restrictions.
那我想在那里多多少少已经说到我们是活在生命的里面的一种光景。
And I think to an extent we are living in the life that has been provided to us.
但是我们做任何事情的时候，不管是我们个人的，或是属灵的服事方面。
Because when we talk about the things that we do, whether it's service,
我们觉得时候非常方便。
We think that things are very opportune.
想要做就做。
If you want to do it, we do it.
或说想不做的时候就不做。
If you don't want to do it, we don't do it.
我们没有去注意到我们里面生命的感觉是怎么样。
We don't consider what the life within us is.
我们也没有说我们是不是来到神面前，我们在那安静默想，到底神你的旨意是怎样。
We don't come quietly before God and ask Him if this is what He wants me to do.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主在那一再说到我的时候不方便。
That here the Lord says, my time is not yet here.
我的时候还没有到。
My time is not yet here.
我的时候还没有满。
My time is not yet come.
等到有一天那时候到了。
One day when that hour has come.
有一天时候满了。
When that hour has been fulfilled.
他就去醒了。
Then he will go to.
所以我们看见当有一天时候到了。
So one day when that hour has come.
神的时候到了。
When the timing of God has arrived.
人就可以捉拿他。
Then the man is enabled to capture the
Lord Jesus. 人就可以杀害他。
And they can kill him.
但是当时候还没有到的时候。
But when that time has not yet come,
人想要捉拿他，也没有人可以下手捉他。
That if any man wants to lay hands on him, they cannot.
人要杀害他，也没办法杀害他。
And if they want to kill him, they cannot.
因为神不允许，因为时候还没有到。
Because God does not allow them, because the time has not yet come.
感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
主耶稣把那个生命的实际的光景表现在人的面前。
We thank God that the Lord Jesus demonstrates this timing of God.
让我们看见这个生命的主，他是怎样活在这个生命感觉里面。
That this Lord of life, how he lives according to this life.
所以当他时候到的时候，他就上去过节了。
So when his time has come, then he goes up to the feast.
当他在节期的时候，就犹太人要找他。
So the Jews were seeking him at the feast.
然后他们在那里就为了对着主耶稣，在那里有许多的议论，有许多的一个说话。
And there were grumbling and speaking about the Lord.
有人在说他是一个好人，有的说他是一个迷惑众人的人。
Some were saying he is a good man, others were saying, on the contrary, he leads the people astray.
甚至是有人说他是一个被鬼附的人。
Some even says that he has a demon.
为什么人对他有许多不同看法、说法呢？
Why do people have different perspectives about Christ?
因为他完全不认识他。
Because they do not know him.
因为这些人是在黑暗的里面。
Because these people live in the darkness.
他们是活在黑暗里面。
They live in this darkness.
他们对主的认识都是凭外面的。
They view Christ according to the outside things.
因为整个人，这些人，他是落在一个黑暗的瑕疵里面。
Because they have fallen into the state of darkness.
因为他们眼睛瞎了，他们不认识这位主到底他是谁。
Their eyes have been blinded. They do not know who Christ is.
即使他们看见他行的神迹，
even though they have seen his miracles,
但是他们还是不认识他。
But they still do not know him.
他们仍然是凭着外面，凭着自己来论断他，来论断他，来说他是谁。
Because they rely on outside things, they rely on themselves to judge who Christ is.
因为他们里面没有生命。
Because in them there is no life.
里面没有生命就没有光。
Because if they do not have life, they do not have light.
因为在第六章里面，他们没有接受这个生命的粮，吃这个饼得到他的生命。
Because in the sixth chapter, they did not receive this food of life.
因着没有这个生命，在第七章里面我们就看见，这没有生命的人，他说表现出来就在黑暗里面，他们看不见主，就不认识主。
And because they did not receive this life, they still operate in darkness.
因为约翰福音一开头第一章就告诉我们说，这生命在人里面就成为人的光。
Because in John chapter 1 it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
所以人在第六章里面若是有那个吃着生命饼的这个经历的话，他就有这个生命。
So in chapter 6, if they have received this bread, then they would have this life.
到第七章他就里面就有光，他对主的看法就完全不一样。
Then in chapter 7, they would also have this light, and they would view the words of Christ differently.
他就能够认识主他是谁。
They would come to know who Christ is.
所以各位，这时候我们刚刚提到说，在第六章里面，当主耶稣说"我的肉，我的肉可以吃的，我的血可以喝的"， 这些人听见这话，他们就没办法接受。
That's why in chapter 6, when the Lord says that you can eat of my body and drink of my blood,
他们就退去了，就不再跟从耶稣了。
The disciples regarded that as a difficult statement.
当他们不再跟从耶稣的时候，他们就落在黑暗里面。
And because they no longer followed Jesus, they fell into darkness.
自然而然，他们看见主耶稣的时候，他们就说：“这是好人，这是迷惑人的，这是个甚至这是个被鬼附的人。”
And when the people saw the Lord Jesus, they said, "This is a good man. This is someone who leads others astray. This is someone who has a demon."
是弟兄姊妹。生命在我们里面是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, this life within us is a very important matter.
当我们接受这个生命的时候
，When we receive and accept this life,
我们里面有已经有这个生命的光。
We already have this a light of this life.
我们多少对主有些认识，也有一些经历。
And then we will have knowledge of who the Lord is and experience.
但是我们怎样对主有更多认识、更多经历呢
？But how do we increase in knowledge of the Lord?
仍然是这个生命。仍然关系到这个生命。
Again, it pertains to this life.
当我们这个生命慢慢一天一天增长、成长、长大的时候
，that this life as it slowly matures within us,
自然而然我们对主的认识就更多、就更增加了。
Then we will increase in our knowledge of the Son.
若是我们的生命没有在成长
，if our life is not growing,
我们对主的认识也是非常有限的。
Then our knowledge of the Lord is also very limited.
我们对主的认识也是非常少的。
Then it would also be very
弟兄姊妹，这又是回到一个基本的原则，生命的问题。
So brothers and sisters, this again returns to this principle of life.
人之所以有些人为什么认识主那么多、那么丰富、那么清楚、那么明亮
？Why are there some people who know the Lord so well who are enlightened in so many things?
因为他们属灵生命一直在增长，一直在成长。
Because their spiritual life is continuously growing.
自然而然，他们对主的认识有一天一天的增加。
And then naturally, their knowledge of the Lord will increase day by day.
因为这是关系到生命的问题。
Because this pertains to the issue of life.
所以人也在那么稀奇他的教训。
So their people are also astonished at his teachings.
所以当主耶稣在节期在圣殿上教训人的时候
，So when Jesus was teaching in synagogues.
他犹太人就细说，这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢
？The Jews were astonished. How did this person who has not learned know these things?
这个人没有上过拉比学校，他怎么能明白书呢
？This guy did not go to school of rabbis. How does he know these things?
我相信耶稣在教训的时候，的确把律法讲得非常清楚，所以他们觉得这个很惊讶，说，这个人他怎么明白书呢
？Because while he was teaching, he was speaking the law in such clear things that people were astonished.
这不过是个加利利人，一个木匠的儿子。
This was just a person from Galilee. How will he know these things?
他没有上过拉比学校，他没有受过训练，他怎么能够明白呢？
He did not go to the school of the rabbis. He did not receive training. How did he know these
让他们惊奇，让他们惊讶。
So they were astonished and amazed.
在马太福音十三章，当主耶稣在那讲天国比喻的时候
，So in Matthew chapter 13, when he was talking about the kingdom of God,
讲完以后，犹太也在那稀奇说
，After he taught, the Jews there were also astonished. And
这人从哪里有这样的智慧呢
？Where did this man get this wisdom?
这个人怎么会有这样的智慧呢
？How did this man get this wisdom?
他不过是个普通人而已。
He is just an ordinary man.
居然他能够讲出这样的奥秘，讲出这样的比喻出来。
Yet he is able to speak these great mysteries.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见地上人的学问知识。
So brothers, we see the teachings and the wisdom of man.
你要学一个学一行学问，你必须要上学校去学习，受教育。
If you wanted to learn about a certain topic, you needed to go to school and study.
并且你要一个比较好的一个聪明智慧，你才能够学得好，明白更清楚。
And you also need some natural wisdom in order to learn it more quickly.
但是当讲到属灵的事情的时候，完全是不同。
But when we speak of spiritual things, it is completely different.
完全不是学习而来的。
It is not something that is learned.
完全不是因为受好的一个教训而来的。
It's not something that you receive from going to a good school.
我上次提到说，不是说不需要受一点教导。
It's not saying that we do not receive teaching.
那是根据是不是有个好的生命。
But it is regarding whether there is a good life within them.
主耶稣为什么他在教训人的时候，人会有这样的惊奇惊讶呢？
When the Lord Jesus was teaching, why were the people astonished?
为什么觉得说这个人为什么有这样一个智慧呢
？Why would they ask? Where did this man get this wisdom?
为什么这个人有这样的教训呢
Where did this man obtain these teachings?
因为他说, 我的教训不是自己, 是我自己, 乃是那差我来者的。
Because the Lord Jesus says his teachings did not come from himself, but from
him who sent me.
So his teachings came from God.
从上头来的, 是从启示而来的,
came from the head, came from the beginning.
是因着和父神常常联合在合一在一起。
It came from this oneness with his father.
是神的教训放在他里面, 说他所讲的不是自己的教训, 乃是差他来者的教训。
So the teaching of God is in him. It is by in the one he received it by the one who sent him.
我们看另外一班那些法利赛人, 那些文士们,
we see that the Pharisees, these external scholars,
他们同样也是在教训人,
they are also learned people.
并且他们是正规学校出来的人。
And they also go to these very formal institutions of schools. But what they say are just simple reasoning. Because they learn these things from man. And they did not get it from revelation from God. It is not something that was revealed to them by the Spirit of God. So they cannot produce any fruit at all.
不像主耶稣在那讲完登山宝训的时候，他们就看出那不同点。
It's not like when Jesus was giving the Sermon on Mount, the fruits that they were produced there.
在马太福音第七章末了告诉我们说，当主耶稣讲完那些话以后，
because in Matthew chapter 7, it says after Jesus spoke of these things,
他们就说他的教训不像那些文士。
They said that his teachings were not like that of the scholars. It's not like the teaching of the learned people. So these scholars also teach according to the law. But in it, there is no power, there is no light. But what the Lord teaches, he says it comes from above. It comes with life, it comes with authority and power.
权柄也是从上头给他的,
because his power also comes from above.
因为他是活在生命里面的一个人,
because he is someone who lives in this life.
我们看从保罗的见证他经历里面我们也可以看见这件事情。
And through the testimony of Paul, we also see this point.
当保罗得救以后他在那里做见证说他说他从前是在加马列门下受教。
That Paul, when he was testifying, he also said that he previously learned under Gamaliel.
他是在一个最好的一个老师的一个教训底下。
He learned under the best teacher.
在那严谨的受律法的教训训练。
And he learned strictly according to the laws of his fathers.
但是他所训练出来的结果是怎样呢?
But what is the outcome of his
learning? 他的服事是怎样一个服事呢?
What type of service did he perform?
他是在杀害那些相信耶稣的人。
He was killing those who believed in Christ. He was obstructing God's work. Because even though he received very good teaching under the law, but he did not understand the meaning of the law. Because he learned in the state of religion. He was not in this life. He lived in darkness. Because the things that he learned did not come from God, it came from man. There was no life in him.
以致他里面没有光,
and as a result, there was also no light, and he lived in darkness. So what he did, he thought he was serving God. But then he did not realize that the things he was doing was actually persecuting Christ. And he was killing those Christians.
这说明,
so this says, this shows, a person who lives in a state of religion, is the fruits that he produces is very terrifying. Only those who live in this life, then his service is different. So when Paul was saved, he also tells us
因为他说他所传的福音不是出于人意,
that the gospel that he preaches is not according
也不是,
to man.
也不是从人领受的, 从人教导的,
and he did not receive it from man, nor was he taught it.
乃是从耶稣基督启示而来的,
but he received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
他乃是在生命里面得到
He received this revelation from the Spirit in his life. in this life, received the word, this revelation from God. He now knows the heart of God. And now he is a completely different person compared to his old self. Because in religion, he was in a state of death. He was in a state of darkness. He did not understand what the purpose of the law was for. So we see,
当主耶稣在教训人的时候，犹太人他们可以这么吸取他的教训。
When the Lord Jesus was teaching that, these Jews were amazed and astonished.
他们看见神迹奇事的时候，他们也这么惊讶。
And they were astonished at what they were hearing.
当主耶稣在那里平静风浪以后，
So when the Lord Jesus calmed the storm,
他们看见的时候，他们这么惧怕，一方面这么吸取说，
On one hand, they were terrified, and they were also amazed, and they said,
这是怎样的人？
Who is this one?
他到底是谁？
Who exactly is he?
人可以看见他外面许多神迹奇事,
so man can see his outside miracles,
但是仍然是不认识他是谁,
but they still do not know who he truly is.
因为他没有生命,
because they do not have life.
他没有这本能, 他没有这个光,
they do not have this light within them
来认识主自己,
to know who God is.
所以说到那么大一个神迹无柄鳄鱼摆在他面前,
so this huge miracle, these 5 loaves and 2 fish that was performed before them, yet they still do not know him. Because what they wanted was exterior things.
他们来寻找,
because they wanted to eat of the bread, they saw Christ. Because they wanted more bread from Christ. Because they did not see that the one who is performing this miracle, that he was the bread of life. That he was life and he wanted to provide it.
凡相信接受他的人,
he wanted to provide it to all those who would believe in him.
所以弟兄姊妹, 同样我们今天虽然活在新约的里面,
so brothers and sisters, even though today we live in this new covenant,
若是我们也活在一个宗教的观念里面,
if we live in this state of religion,
我们不是实际活在生命的里面的话,
if we do not truly live in this state of life,
我们也是从外面来认识主,
then we will also just know Christ from the outside.
更可怕的就是说, 可能我们在服事里面, 可能不是神的旨意,
and even more terrifying, we might be serving in a way that's not aligned to God's will.
神旨意的一个难处,
and rather become an obstacle to God's will.
在神的家,
so that God's will cannot have a clear path in this place.
生命的问题,
so brothers and sisters, we need to return to this root issue, this issue of life. This is a very important purpose in which we
read
John. Because many religions are stuck in the state of darkness. This darkness is very terrifying. So if, by the Lord's grace, if we continue reading on later, chapter 8 will show the light of the world.
从第八章到第十二章是一个段落, 我想我稍微就先提一下。
From chapters 8 to chapter 12, this will be a section itself. I'll just speak of this briefly.
所以当第六章讲到了生命的粮,得到这个生命就得到生命,吃了这个粮就得到生命。
So chapter 6 talks about this food of life. If we eat of this bread, we receive this eternal life.
第七章就讲到一些人不愿接受这个生命,没有这个光,他们就落在黑暗里,不认识主是谁。
And then chapter 7 talks of those who do not receive this and as a result are stuck in a state of darkness.
到第八章就讲到这个光在地上的时候。
And then chapter 8 talks about this light when it is in the world.
到第十二章末了,
and then to the end of chapter 12,
主耶稣说你们要趁着有光要做神的工,
that you need to do God's work according to this light.
你们趁着有光要信从这光,
that as long as there is light, you believe in this light.
当主耶稣讲完这些话以后,
and after the Lord Jesus says these things,
他就退去隐藏, 他就离开他们, 就隐藏了。
He then retreats and hides himself from them.
那意思就是说, 他们不愿信从相信这个光。
That is to show that these people, they did not believe in this light.
这个光就隐藏了。
So this light hides himself.
这个光就退去了。
This light retreats.
从十三章以后,
and then from chapter 13 onwards,
主耶稣就不在众人面前讲话做事了。
The Lord Jesus no longer teaches and speaks. He only speaks behind closed doors.
从十三章到十七章，一长很一段很长哦，的记载都讲到主耶稣在门徒当中所说的话。
And then from chapters 13 through 17, it talks about what the Lord Jesus said in private to his disciples.
因为这个光隐藏了。
Because this light has hidden himself.
在这些相信他的人、接受他的人当中做工说话。
And it only works amongst those who believe in him.
而其他犹太人，他们整个落在黑暗里面。
And all the other Jews, they have fallen into darkness.
我们看到第十八章，他就被捉拿了。
And then we see in chapter 18 that they were able to lay hands
on the Lord. 第十九章，他就被杀害了。
And then in chapter 19, he is killed.
感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
我们看见这个生命的光照里面是何等的重要。
We see how important this issue of life and light is.
当这个光隐藏起来的时候，我们就落在黑暗里面。
That when this light hides himself, we are then in darkness.
我们就完全不能认识主是谁。
Then we will no longer be able to know
who the Lord is. 到最后，到节期的末日，那是一个最大之日。
Only till the last day, the great day of the feast.
约利法告诉我们说，7月15日是祝棚节。
So the law says that the 15th day of the 7th month, that is the feast of booths.
所以这些百姓他们守祝棚节的时候，他们在神面前要欢乐七天。
So at the conclusion, the Jews are to celebrate with great joy.
而到第八天，他们要守圣会，守严肃会。
And then on the 8th day, they are to
第八天要所盛会严肃会
Holy Convocation.
所以节期的末日
So this last day
也就是在这个整个祝棚节的最后一日
So it's to say the last day of the Feast of Booths.
我们知道这个节期他们在欢喜欢乐在神面前欢乐七天
So you're to say that the Jews have celebrated for 7 days.
我们可以说到节期的最末了一天的时候，可以说整个人的那个里面的喜乐、满足、情绪都达到一个最高峰的时候。
And on this last day, their joy, their celebration have reached its peak.
因为节期马上要结束了。
Because the festival will soon conclude.
就是我们今天地上仍然过节期的时候也是一样。
Just like how we celebrate holidays today.
当节期快结束到最末了一天的时候。
That when we are at the conclusion of the holiday and are celebrating, the next day we'll have to go to work.
前天特别到晚上的时候
So the previous day, especially at night,
人要大大的欢喜庆祝一番
Everybody is celebrating.
所以整个人的气氛情绪应该是达到一个最高峰
And everyone is at their emotional high.
达到一个 high 是不是
To a high.
就是旧人的光景好像也是这样子
So it seems like the old man is also like this.
就在这个时刻
At this point,
主耶稣就站起来大声说
the Lord Jesus, he stood up and cried out,
人若渴了可以到我这里来喝
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
很显然主已经看到人的光景
So the Lord Jesus knows the condition.
这般所劫的人所劫起的人
that these people who
observe 外面这些让看见他们喜乐非常高昂非常兴奋
that they are in a very celebratory mood.
因为节期过去以后
because after the festival is over,
他们必须要再等一年以后，他们才能够再过这个节。
They have to wait an entire year before they can celebrate once more.
所以他们在那个最后一个时刻的时候，他们把他们整个情绪把它释放出来。
So at this last day, the great day of the feast, they revealed all their emotions.
似乎好像他们里面非常满足，非常享受。
And they were very satisfied and and happy.
但是主耶稣在宣告说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
But the Lord Jesus stood up and cried out, "Anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
原来一个人喜乐满足、幸运达到一个最高峰的时候
，because even when a person is at their most emotional high when they're so celebratory,
只不过是说明他里面的渴已经达到最高峰了。
It is to say that internally they have reached the peak.
里面是他真正没有满足。里面没有真正满足
，But they have not been truly been satisfied.
没有真正享受。
They did not truly enjoy the good things.
所以他必须借着外面，好像他是一个非常有享受、非常喜的一种人。
So on an exterior, he needs to demonstrate himself as someone who is very joyful and happy.
主耶稣马上点出他们问题来说，里面是饥渴的。
So the Lord is able to detect this and says, if anyone is thirsty,
里面是渴到一个地步。
you all are thirsty to an extent.
你们知道说, 节期过去以后, 你们要回到一个平淡的生活里面,
because after the festival is over, all of you will return to your ordinary life.
不再有享受,
you will not have this enjoyment, you will not have the celebration and the satisfaction.
现在就是说, 人若渴了客,
so he says, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of flowing water. Living water.
主耶稣讲这话的时候，他说，他是指的信他之人要受圣灵说的，是指的信他之人要受圣灵说的。
Because these things he was spoken of the Spirit.
因为圣灵还没有降下，因为主耶稣还没有得荣耀。Because
the Spirit has not yet come, because the Son has not yet been glorified.
还没有到，还没有满。Because
the time has not yet come.
感谢主，今天时候已经到了。So
we thank the Lord that the time has already come.
今天时候已经满了。
Today the time has already been fulfilled. The Lord Jesus has already accomplished God's salvation work. Not only has He died, He resurrected after 3 days. And now He is at the right hand of the Father and He has been glorified.
赐给那些凡相信他接受他的人。
And the Spirit has been provided to those who believe.
圣灵住在他们里面,
the Holy Spirit lives within them.
这个圣灵在他们里面腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And from their innermost beings, they will flow rivers of living water.
丰丰富富的满足人的渴,
abundantly and to satisfy all their thirst.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this should all be our experience.
因为今天圣灵已经住在我们这些相信耶稣基督里面的人,
because today the Holy Spirit has already dwelt in those who believe in the Lord. And as we live in this life,
主耶稣三位说, 信他的人腹中要活出活水江河出来。
The Lord Jesus says, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
用什么,这是应该是我们的生命的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this should be our experience in life.
但我们不敢说常常是活在这个光景里面。
We often say that as long as we live in this condition.
但是我们的确可以常常经历到这个经历,经历到这样的事情。
But this thing is something that we should experience often.
只要我们活在这个生命的里面,
as long as we live in this life,
只要我们常常学习住在基督的里面, 祂就住在我们里面,
as long as we live to abide in Christ and He lives in us,
只要我们常常学习在圣灵里面的带领,
as long as we follow the instruction of this Holy Spirit,
自然而然圣灵在里面就像活水的泉眼就流出来,
then naturally the Holy Spirit will be like this river of living water flowing
within us. 我们就知道在这里有享受就是有满足,
and here we will have enjoyment and satisfaction.
因为圣灵住在我们里面,
because the Spirit is within us. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
加玛利亚那个犯罪妇人所说的话,
because this, the Spirit of life is also evident to the woman of Samaria. Because the water that he provides is the water that once drank it will never thirst again. So there is not just talk about living water.
在这里更是告诉我们是这个江河，是江河活水更丰富了。
Because here it says not just living water, but rivers of living water.
江里面更有满足，更有享受的。
So that we will have this utmost satisfaction and enjoyment.
弟兄姊妹，这实在我们所羡慕的一个属灵的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is a spiritual life that we can enjoy.
这是一个生命的实际。
This is the reality of this life.
这不是道理。
This is not just reasoning.
这不是宗教。
This is not religion.
弟兄姊妹，这是生命。
Brothers and sisters, this is life.
因为这是主耶稣的话。
Because these are the words of our Lord Jesus.
这是相信他的人。
Because this is the experience of those who believe in Him.
感谢主,
so we thank the Lord.
主在那里说出当时以色列百姓,
that the Lord Jesus here speaks to the true condition of these Jewish people. Because they do not believe in the Lord Jesus. They have rejected Him. They want to kill Him. They want to object Him.
他们就落在宗教，落在黑暗里面。
So they have fallen to the state of religion, of darkness.
落在死亡里面。
They have fallen to the state of death.
他们结局就是非常可悲。
And their ultimate outcome is very miserable. So we thank God.
时候将到。
That the time is coming.
有一天到的时候。
And when the hour has come.
主耶稣他从天降临。
The Lord Jesus, He will come down again.
在地上设立他国度。
He will establish His kingdom on earth.
那时候，住棚节的意义完全 在地上应验了。
And then the purpose of the Feast of Booths will be accomplished.
当国度地上被建立起来的时候，所有属他的儿女们都要进到这个国度里面。
And when his kingdom is established, all his people will enter in.
和他一同坐席享受宴席当中的喜乐。
To be able to dwell with him and enjoy all these things.
那是一个满足的喜乐。
This is the utmost satisfaction.
那是神的救恩最终所要带给我们的丰富。
That this salvation has brought this abundance to us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们等候那日子来到。
We wait for that day to come.
并且那个日子快要来到了。
And that day is quickly coming.
当时候满足的时候。
When the time has come.
当主的时候到了，当父神的时候到了。
When the timing of the Father has arrived.
这些就成我们的经历。
These things will become our experience.
这些要应验成就在神的儿女当中。
These things will be accomplished in the midst of his children. So may our brother close us with a word of prayer.